Lover found his fated mate and brought her home, but he promised me he would never leave me. However, when I woke up in the middle of the night, I found that he was not by my side but in the room of his fated mate. I watched Liam and Veronica outside on the balcony, talking and laughing. My heart sank. He was going to choose her. It was over. The next morning, Liam tried to explain. She couldn't sleep. She was feeling homesick. I couldn't leave her alone. He was making excuses for not being in bed with me. I sighed. It doesn't matter, Liam. She's your fated mate. He grabbed my face and kissed my forehead. I'm trying to figure this out, okay? You promised you'd be with me forever, remember? I nodded, forcing a smile. Keep that promise. But everything kept falling apart. Liam started spending more and more time with Veronica. I only saw him during pack duties or at dinner, where he always talked to her. It was like I didn't exist anymore. I still had dinner with them because Liam's aunt, Amelia, insisted. She was the closest person to me here, but it felt suffocating. I felt so unwanted. As I headed down for dinner, I heard them laughing from the dining room. Isn't she amazing, mother? Liam said, and I heard his mother giggle. She's delightful. Veronica chimed in. Thank you. You, Luna Grace. I walked into the dining room, and as usual, everything went silent. But what struck me most was that Veronica was sitting in my seat next to Liam. Come sit by me, dear, Amelia said. So I walked over to her and sat down. The silence was broken when Veronica spoke up. Claire, right? I've heard so much about you. Her voice was sickly sweet, almost too much to bear. It's Clara, I said, taking a bite of food. And I can't say the same about you. Veronica immediately got up, muttering she wasn't hungry, and Liam followed her. Are you okay? He asked her, his voice too soft, too caring. Yes, I'm just tired. Can you walk me to my room, if that's okay with Clara? Veronica turned her eyes on me, but I just smiled tightly. It doesn't matter. You're his mate. Excuse me, I said, rushing out of the room. When I reached my room, I felt the loneliness settle in my chest. This room, once full of Liam's love, now felt cold. I couldn't stay here. I had to leave. Just then, there was a knock. Can I come in, dear? It was Amelia. I quickly wiped my tears. Yes, please. She walked in with a smile and closed the door. How are you doing? She asked, sitting down beside me. I'll be okay, I murmured. And she sighed. Well, if you ask me, you're so much better than her. Veronica's fake, and everyone's falling for it. Anyone that's sweet has to be pretending, Amelia said, the disgusted look making me smile. It doesn't matter. She's his fated mate. No one can break that bond, not even a chosen mate like me. Amelia sighed but then pulled out a ticket from her purse. Take this. There's a big event in 2 days. All the alphas, betas, gammas, and even the alpha king will be there. I was supposed to go with my husband, but you'd be a better companion. Maybe we can find you a nice alpha to move on from. Jerky McLiam, I giggled. Jerky McLiam? He's your nephew. Well, that doesn't mean I support what he's doing, Amelia huffed. We chatted a little longer before she left, and I stared at the invitation. Maybe I'd go. But I really just wanted to leave this house. As I was thinking about it, Liam walked in, smiling. My love, I've missed you. He tried to kiss me, but I turned my face away. He sat down on the bed, frowning. I need to talk to you about something. There's a function coming up. I have a ticket for myself, and I was going to take you. But Veronica really wants to go since she's my mate. Maybe you could sit this one out. I promise I'll make it up to you. I couldn't believe it. Don't bother. I wasn't planning on going with you anyway. Aunt Amelia gave me an invitation, so I'll be going with her. After that, I'm leaving this house. You can be with your mate. Liam looked stunned. What did you just say? I tried to stand, but he grabbed my hand. You promised you'd never leave me, Clara. You promised too, I said softly. But you've already left me. You don't care about me anymore. His face softened, and he wrapped his arms around me. I love you, Clara. It's just complicated. I'll fix this, but you're not leaving me. But you don't even sleep in this room anymore. Why should I stay here? I asked, and he sighed. Suddenly, we heard Veronica scream from the hallway. Liam's body tensed, and I pulled away. Go to her, I said, smiling tightly. I'll be fine. He kissed my cheek quickly and ran off, and I just stood there, feeling more out of place than ever. Liam didn't come back that night, or the next. The only time I saw him was when I bumped into him in the hallway on my way to the function. He and Veronica were dressed in matching green outfits, and they looked like the perfect couple. You didn't tell her I was coming with you? Veronica asked Liam, looking up at him with a grin. I was wearing a sparkly red dress with a high slit, something revealing for me. Liam's eyes widened. Where do you think you're wearing that? He asked, his voice tight. To the function, I replied, but he groaned. You can't wear that. Clara, there'll be unmated wolves there. Change into something less revealing. Amelia stepped in. She'll wear whatever she wants. I gave her that dress, and she's my date. So let's go. She grabbed my hand, leading me away from Liam. You look gorgeous tonight, Amelia said as we walked. Now Liam knows what he's missing. We arrived at the event, surrounded by luxury cars and reporters trying to push through the guards. I was feeling a little overwhelmed, but Amelia whispered, they can't take their eyes off you. Just then, Liam grabbed my arm from behind, looking worried. You're like fresh meat to them. Why are you dressed like this? Before I could reply, another alpha called for Liam, and he sighed. Wait here. I'll get you a jacket. I didn't need a jacket. I had every right to wear what I wanted. Veronica appeared beside me. You must think you've won, right? Because Liam's acting possessive. But he loves me, Clara. I'll be his Luna. And once he rejects you, I'll be accepted as his true mate. I smiled, unfazed. I don't care if Liam chooses you. You're his fated mate, and I won't get in the way. Excuse me. Just as I turned to leave, leave, Veronica fell to the ground, crying and claiming I pushed her. Liam rushed over, glaring at me. She pushed herself, really? He yelled, and the crowd gathered. You've been acting weird, and I understand this isn't ideal, but she's my mate. You need to know your place, Liam said, raising his voice. I felt sick, maybe I should just reject you as my mate once and for all, he shouted. The words hit me like a slap, and I ran, covering my mouth as tears flooded my eyes. I bumped into someone, hard, and the scent of vanilla and cocoa hit me like a wave. I looked up and froze. It was.